Let's turn to a subject which is going to be much discussed this week, particularly on the day of the budget and probably the day after. We have to rebalance the economy away from financial services. We keep being told that. Not just financial services, services of all kinds. We need to make more, to invent things and build them, rather than being, to use, I think, Evans' phrase, butler to the world. It's a good phrase, anyway, whoever came up with it. There's a catch, though, according to the think tank, the Social Market Foundation, and Nina Broughton is an economist there who has written a report for them, and she's here. Good morning.
Good morning,
and
Justin.
The catch is what?
So, as you said, we took our cue from the government's aim to rebalance the economy away from financial services towards manufacturing and other industries, broadly science, tech, engineering sector. And we looked at it in the context of other policies going on, so particularly the downward pressure on migration at the moment. So we looked at, on current trends, what is going to be the demand for skilled workers within the science, engineering, tech industry, compared that against current supply, and found that actually it's going to be hugely difficult to fill those jobs that are needed in that sector. And I mean, for example, at the graduate level, we'd probably need an additional, say, 40,000 graduates in science, tech, engineering and maths every year just to fill demand on current trends.
Why? I mean, what is it that I mean, there's the obvious reason that people are qualified in these areas, but what is it that is going wrong at the lower level that is failing to get us the kind of graduates in the kind of subjects that we'd need? Because you'd think that over time, supply would match demand pretty obviously. People would kind of go into the areas where there was work.
Sure. Well, there are a couple of things going on at the moment. I mean, until now, until sort of over the last couple of decades, we have been relying quite a lot on migration in some of these sectors. So there's obviously pressure on that side of things to reduce migration. So, you know, that creates more pressure for sort of domestic, the sort of UK domestic workforce to fill demand. But there are a lot of other issues going on too. So, for example, a lot of these sectors have an ageing workforce, so there'll be a lot more people retiring, which will mean that we need sort of more younger people going into those industries. And just sort of looking at the pipeline of people going through school and the education system, we find that actually there are just too many people not getting the right qualifications and not getting a solid enough grounding early on, so pre-GCSE level.
I thought the government had tried to address that. I mean, if you want to become a maths teacher now, you get more money, don't you? And there have been efforts to try to get that sector boosted.
Yeah, sure. And I think that those are sort of, you know, really kind of good signs. But the issue is that actually we do still have a shortage of science and maths teachers in the UK. So clearly what has been done isn't enough. And we know from previous research and evidence that teaching is a sort of a major factor in improving results and achievement through school. So that is the kind of obvious place to focus.
So you're saying basically, if we want to do this rebalancing, even if we decided, everyone decided we're definitely going to do it, this is how it's done, we have not got the people to do it. It's pie in the sky.
Well, we need to start focusing now, really, on really dramatically improving uptake and achievement pre-GCSE level so that we can start thinking about rebalancing in the longer term. But it is going to be an uphill struggle. It is going to be very difficult to actually rebalance in the next couple of years in the current situation.
Nina Broughton from the Social Market Foundation. Thank you very much.
Thank you.